Message number 574. The announcement to herald my second coming will be sudden. Monday, October 8, 2012 at 07:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I urge all of my followers to be strong at this time. My holy word, my gift to humanity given to you through these messages, will be the subject of much criticism. You must stay strong when my word is torn apart and belittled. This will be very difficult, but you must endure this torment, for it is only the beginning. The enemy will rise and tear down my messages given to each of you so that souls can be saved. He counts every soul he seduces and then takes them away from my messages. He does this by tempting believers first so that they will not work with me to salvage your brothers and sisters. He does not want you to pray to save their souls. Any servant of my church who forbids you to pray my crusade prayers needs your prayers. They cannot stop my prayers from being spread. When they do this, they need your help. Sadly, many souls will be led away from my mission, the last of its kind on earth. These times will see the division in my church getting bigger, one side suffering to protect my gospel, the other trying to reinvent my church, modernize my teachings, and bring obscene laws into my church. Stand up with courage and unite, for this time is almost upon you, and you will hear of these new practices, none of which adhere to my true gospel, my teachings, or the truth. These trials will loom like great barricades. You, my disciples, will feel trapped. You will feel helpless, and your tears will flow. Your weakness will be your strength. It is through your suffering, when you witness this terrible scourging, that you will become strong. For every trial you endure in my name, I will make you even stronger. Persevere, and I will bless you with the grace of strength, courage, and conviction. You are my army, my ray of light in the world. Every attempt will be made to extinguish this light, but it will be useless. The ray of your light, your love for me, will be illuminated so that it will become like a beacon of light and then a great fire. This fire of the Holy Spirit, which will grip each one of you, will spread its flames to every corner of the world. It will be you, my precious army, who will do this. You will be guided by heaven. You will march forward. You will trample over the evil army of poor souls who are being dictated to by Satan, and they will be powerless against you. Soon afterwards, the glory of my great announcement will manifest in the world. The announcement to herald my second coming will be sudden. It will also be unexpected, although you have been well prepared. By then you will be bequeathed with the great gift of eternal life. Your Jesus.